theguardian.co.uk.
Hello, my name is Celeste Holker and I'm the editor of Live Magazine, and I'm here today at the Walkers Books event where we're launching Undercover Reads, and I'm here with four brilliant authors who are here with their books aimed at young people. So my first question to you guys is, how or what inspired you to write the books and use the language that you have to connect with your audience?
Hi, I'm Michelle Gellner. I'm from inner city London, Northwest 10. And so I've got loads of cousins and brothers and sisters, and I love the way that they speak and the language that they use. So I really felt that my characters were from West London and around the same age group. So I really felt that I wanted them to be authentic without using slang, but have the rhythm of their talk and the cadence of their speech. And so I listened a lot to how they speak before I started writing my characters.
Hi, I'm Martin Bedford. My novel's called Flip, and it's about a boy called Alex who wakes up one morning and he's in another boy's body, and he's got to find out what's happened and how he could get back. And for me, the use of language, I wrote in the third person, so it's not in Alex's voice. But I wanted to write in a way that I could convey who he was through the language, and also just the way that his thoughts were tied up in the way he sees himself and the way he expresses himself. He's got to find a whole new language of communication with Philip's family as someone who he isn't. So language is really tied up in who he is and how he communicates with this sort of strange world that he's found himself in.
Hello, I'm Mal Pete, and my new book is called Life, an Exploded Diagram. It's a sort of star-crossed love story between a working-class poor boy and a rich girl, and it takes place in 1962 when we, because I was alive then, thought the world was going to blow up on Sunday when the Russians and the Americans declared nuclear war over the Cuban Missile Crisis. And so it's about Frankie and Clem's trying to get it together before they turn to radioactive ash. It's sort of a comedy. Linguistically, it was nice to return to my roots in Norfolk and use that dialect in the book, and it's kind of very strange rhythms and its pronunciations. And also a lot of the characters, though, are American. So I had this rather pleasant sort of balance of like rural Norfolk and sort of angry American speech in cabinet rooms and so on.
Thank you. I'm Peter Cox. My book, Long Reach, is a young adult thriller set on the Thames Marshes and in southeast London, which is the area I grew up in. I grew up in Gravesend, which speaks a kind of estuarine version of Cockney. So I was using the rhythms of language I grew up with. Also, in my working life, I had two mentors, one called Tommy Roberts and another called Justin de Villeneuve, who are credited in the book, who were big fashion figures in the 60s and 70s, and they had a great turn of phrase. They were great users of rhyming slang, and if there wasn't a rhyming word for it, they'd make it up themselves, which is something I very much enjoyed putting into the book. Other than that, I think the rhythms are things that I grew up with, really.
And my next question to you all is about your characters and the relationships that they have in the books, because they're all very young and they all encounter their first loves in the books. So how did you go about that, and why did you want to include that in the stories?
Hi, I'm Michelle Gale, and in my book, Pride and Premiership, I have two main female characters who both meet guys. The girls are both different and the guys are both different, but I wanted to explore the theme of love because I remember what it felt like, that first love when you're teenage, and it's very intense, and you know, you want to be perfect for your boyfriend and you're sitting there waiting for the phone to ring, and I wanted to kind of explore all of that and put it on the page and be honest about it, the madness of love and the irrationality of it, and I just felt that perhaps, hopefully, some people could relate to it.
Hi, I'm Martin Bedford. In Flip, I gave Alex a chance to have a girlfriend. His own body, he's not particularly attractive, he's not very popular. He finds himself inside the body of a boy who's all the things Alex isn't. So suddenly he's got the potential to have a girlfriend for the first time. But of course he chooses the girlfriend he's attracted to rather than the sort of girlfriend that Philip would be attracted to. So I was quite interested in that idea of how much do we fancy someone because of the way they look or because of the way they think and the way they talk and because of their personality and their sense of humour. what turns us on to people. And Alex, by being in someone else's body, has to find out who he wants to go out with.
All right, Mal Pete. My story is set in 1962, and you wouldn't believe how sexually ignorant we were back then. So my young lovers are struggling against sheer lack of knowledge as well as lack of experience. And really, the book is not so much about a love affair. It's more about the kind of destructive recklessness of adults, really. I hope it's quite real, I think, the relationship. But in fact, what really matters is it's a kind of contrast to an increasingly destructive world in all sorts of ways.
Peter Cox, in my book Long Reach, I mean, it's ostensibly a thriller about a boy, 17 going on 18, who's thrown into a South London crime family, and so his moral compass is seriously tested on all counts. There's a lot of violence, there's a lot of drugs and a bit of sex, but beneath the sex and drugs and violence, I feel there's a love story escaping to get out. And in writing for the young adult age group, I really tried to remember the intensity of those relationships that you have at that age and how important your first relationship is, and how, if you do actually fall in love with someone, how much that colours the rest of your life, and indeed how painful it is when it breaks up, as it does for so many people. I'm just going to go off and quietly weep now.
Well, thank you all for coming down to the event today and telling us and talking to us about your book. Good luck with it all, and we'll hope to meet again.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.